Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And you can also hear me on these great radio stations, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Dimitri live and dangerously local, it is the force multiplier of truth. I do like that. All right, fine. So, I'm getting some strange sounds now with my microphone. It's anytime I'm talking, it sounds like I've got a copier in the background. I hope it's okay on your end because it sounds like utter crap on my end. So I hope it's not affecting you, but something's wrong here. I don't know. I think that fixed it. Hello? My God, it fixed it. I just hit my state-of-the-art podcaster board. I swear to you, I'm not making this up. I just hit the side of this state-of-the-art podcaster board, and that buzzing stopped. I'll be damned. Jesus. What has happened to my career? All right. Well, glad we fixed that problem. Thanks, engineering department. You're welcome. All right. Back to this form energy thing. This company is owned by multi-billionaires, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos. And yet, think about this. They couldn't find investors throughout the world to invest in this form energy. That's why they got these Republican establishment weasels in West Virginia and Charleston to give them roughly a third of $1 billion. When you have to come to the citizens of West Virginia and force them to subsidize your business, even though you're worth multi-billions of dollars, the owners, what does that tell you about form energy? What does that actually tell you? So now the latest is, with this breaking news, that they are, quote, streamlining, which is code for we're cutting jobs, and they're reducing roles, which means they're firing people. The statement that they gave us, not us, that they gave the local media, I guess this was for Channel 7. Here's the statement. And I'm going to translate this in English for you. The local media is saying, well, it's only 5% of the jobs that are being eliminated, which means that the individuals, possibly here in West Virginia or individuals in India who are doing remote work, we don't know. But according to Form Energy, they've slashed jobs and some people are now out of work. Maybe they're West Virginians or they might be people in India who are doing remote work for them. But some of the really interesting things in this statement are not what were said, but what were not said. Now, this statement came from Sarah Bray, Vice President of Communications and Corporate Affairs. We'd love to have Sarah come on and talk about this. Here's the whole statement. And again, I will translate this into English because the local media just took it on its face value and said, oh, this is what Form is saying. Therefore, this is what must be true. And I mean, it's just the lack of any curiosity, the lack of any critical thinking on the part of the local media here, the useless newspapers, the useless TV. It's unbelievable. I mean, they might as well just be an extension of the PR department of Form Energy. I mean, honestly, that's all they are. It's pathetic. Let me explain to you what's really going on. Because this is your tax dollars here. And I warned you about this corporate welfare, $1/3 of $1 billion from the people of West Virginia because they couldn't find investors throughout the world to actually invest in this thing. Because if they could have found investors, they would have found them. They would not have come to West Virginia saying, we need to get $1/3 of $1 billion from these poor people in West Virginia to subsidize our form energy. Here's the statement. Quote, it's part of our normal course of business right there. Normal course of business, slashing jobs in a new company. Really, really, that's normal? I don't think that's normal. In a new company, you hire people, you start growing. They just had the grand opening a few months ago, and they're saying now as part of our normal course of business, they're going to be slashing jobs and restructuring. Normal? There's nothing normal about this. That's number one. Our leadership team continuously evaluates how we operate to ensure agility and efficiency at every stage of our company's evolution. This includes addressing available roles and refining how teams are structured to support the successful integration of R&D, engineering, and manufacturing. Well, no argument there, but you probably did that right before the grand opening because that's part of your business plan, I assume. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. To improve efficiencies, they're telling you that they're not terribly efficient right now. That's why they have to improve efficiencies. This is a new company being subsidized by the taxpayers of West Virginia, and they are telling you they have to improve efficiencies already. They just opened the friggin' doors. Big red flag. And then to maintain financial viability, in other words, so we can keep treading water, maintain financial viability. That is, we're treading water. Brand new company, subsidized by West Virginia taxpayers, roughly a third of $1 billion. And now they're trying to tread water to, quote, maintain financial viability. Are you friggin' kidding me? And focus on our top priorities. We made the decision to restructure and streamline several teams, resulting in the elimination of some roles. When you say restructure and streamline, that means you're getting rid of jobs, which means you're getting rid of roles, which means you're getting rid of people. That's what they're really saying. Well, we're streamlining. You're firing people. Streamlining sounds so efficient and so cool as opposed to, yeah, we're firing people. Brand new, did I mention this is a new company that just opened its doors a few months ago and is being subsidized by West Virginia taxpayers because they were supposed to have 750 jobs. And by the way, as I pointed out before and I'll point out again, I could not find any document. Now, it might exist, but I couldn't find it that said that those 750 jobs had to be given to West Virginians. Couldn't find that anywhere. For all we know, and again, I don't know, but for all we know, it is quite possible that those jobs are being done by people in India working remotely. Now, Form Energy is in West Virginia, so I guess these are West Virginia jobs, even though maybe they're all being filled by minimum wage workers in India working remotely. I don't know. Does anybody know? Wouldn't this be a nice thing to know, considering we gave them $1/3 billion? So this streamlining and restructuring is code for we're slashing jobs. They don't tell you how many jobs. The media, one of the people in the media assumed that they knew, but they, what's really telling here with this statement is they're not telling you how many people they've fired. Let me finish reading the statement to you. See some results. Let me some roles. Okay, elimination of some roles. That means you're firing people. That's what that means. This restructuring affected fewer than 5% of our total employees. Notice, they're not telling you how many people. And they phrased it as total employees. Now, they're supposed to have 750 jobs here. That was the pitch to get the poor people of West Virginia to give them $1/3 billion. Later on in this statement, they say they have only 350 employees. They call them team members, but it's 350 employees. That's less than half of what they promised. But notice they don't tell you the number of employees that they have fired. Let me read this to you again, because this is, I think, very, very telling. I think they're just trying to be weasels about this. This restructuring affected fewer than 5% of our total employees. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, 5% of, let's see, you got 350 employees at the plant in Weirton, so that's, I don't know, 15, 20, you know, people who are now out of work. Well, they don't say that in this. What they say is this restructuring affected fewer than 5% of our total employees. Not the employees at the Form Energy plant in Weirton, but total employees. Do you understand this company does business all across the country? Massachusetts, California, God knows where else. Go to their website, see for yourself. And I couldn't find anywhere, I'm sure it exists somewhere, but I couldn't find it, about the total number of employees of Form Energy, not just Weirton. Their statement makes this very clear. This restructuring affected fewer than 5% of our total employees. 5% of what? How many employees does Form Energy have all across the world? 1,000, 10,000, 50? I don't know. They want you to think, and maybe this is true, that it's 5% of 350. But they don't tell you that. But they do say it's total employees. And I'm telling you, this company being all across the world, we may be talking about thousands or tens of thousands of people. Who the hell knows? I don't know. You can't tell by this statement. 5% of what? Continue with the statement. While we are unable to share additional details out of respect for the individuals involved, let me stop right there with that clause. What the hell does that even mean? While we are unable to share additional details out of respect for the individuals involved, what the hell does that mean? Sounds to me like this company is giving itself a fig leaf saying, well, we don't want to tell you how many people we've actually fired. Out of respect. Out of respect for the individuals involved. We don't want to say how many people we fired. Out of respect to them. That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah, because we care about them. What horse crap this is. Honest to God, what horse crap. It says, while we are unable to share additional details out of respect for the individuals involved, you know, the ones we fired, what we can share is that Form Energy is growing. Now think about this. They're telling you that they're firing 5% of their total workforce. God knows what that number is. And in the same sentence, they're saying, what we can share is that Form Energy is growing. We're actively expanding our team in Weirton. You're telling us that you are doing anything other than expanding your team in Weirton. You are telling us that you are shrinking your team in Weirton. These are your own words. And we're supposed to pretend that this actually makes sense, this Orwellian doublespeak? Wait a minute, I'm getting that noise again. Hello? It worked again. So they're saying they're firing 5% of whatever the number is, total employees, and yet in the same breath, what we can share is that Form Energy is growing. Yeah, we're shrinking as we're growing. Can you believe this crap? Can you believe, how the hell can you even write this with a straight face? I can't read it with a straight face. These are their own words. We're actively expanding our team in Weirton as we prepare to start serial production of our iron air batteries. We're actively expanding our team, really. You're telling us that you are shrinking your team, that you are streamlining. But oh yeah, we're expanding our team. With first deliveries to customers beginning this year. All right. Today, we have more than 350 team members at Form Factory 1. nearly 40 open roles and expect to hire many more employees at the factory this year. Now, notice again in this statement, this restructuring affected fewer than 5% of our total employees. This is Form Energy now. Huge company, God knows how many people. But they say they have 350 team members at Form Factory 1. And they have 40 open roles. Why haven't they filled them? They have 40 open roles, but they're already firing people. Does this sound like a company that is going to make it? Or does this sound like a company that is in very serious, dire financial problems? You do the math.